Good afternoon. I am Dr. Dexter James, the Chief Executive Officer of the Dominica China Friendship Hospital. I am here to speak on the matter of COVID-19 exposure at the hospital. From Tuesday, August 3rd to Thursday, August 5th, four staff members of the Dominica China Friendship Hospital received COVID-19 antigen tests. All four returned positive results. Of the four, one returned a positive PCR result. The staffer is symptomatic and has been admitted to the St. James COVID unit. The three others are in quarantine at the government facility. In light of this, the hospital administration has embarked on a Know Your Status testing initiative for all staff. Testing commenced today, Saturday, August 7th at 9 a.m. at the Ophthalmology Eye Department and ended at 4 p.m. today. So far, 124 members of staff have received antigen tests and all 124 staff members are negative. Testing will continue until Friday, August 13th or until all staff members have been tested. 10 staffers have been trained to conduct the test. I urge all staff to register with their respective supervisors to get tested in order to ensure a safe environment for all patients and staff. I wish to reinforce the protocols in place at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital. All visitation has been suspended effective Tuesday, August 3rd, according to Emergency Orders SRO 21. Any person who wishes to drop off items to family members or friends should deliver so to the main gate with the name of the patient clearly indicated. All patient services, including clinics, are cancelled. All elective surgeries are cancelled. However, there is no disruption of services for people with life-threatening illnesses. Chemotherapy and hemodialysis services remain available on a daily basis. The use of the accident and emergency department will be limited to genuine life-threatening emergencies until further notice. Anyone experiencing flu-like symptoms should not visit the hospital, but is encouraged to stay home and call the COVID-19 hotline numbers for further instructions. Further, any hospital staff experiencing flu-like symptoms should not report to work, but should also contact the hotline. As Dominica experiences a surge in COVID-19 cases, contingency arrangements are in place at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital should they become necessary. All nurses on leave are being called back to duty. Private sector doctors will be engaged as and when needed. Private transportation has been arranged for all staff members during this period in an effort to ensure their safety while they traverse to and from work. At this point, I wish to reiterate the importance of getting vaccinated. This is especially important for those of us in the medical field who provide healthcare services to the public. Vaccination is a safe way to help build protection against the virus, reduce your risk of infection, and protect against severe symptoms associated with the virus. Vaccinations are available at the main health centers in each district, and I encourage you to get vaccinated to create this extra layer of protection for yourselves, your families, and the wider community. We assure the public that there is no need for panic at this time. The situation is under control. Our priority focus remains the health and safety of every staffer and patient at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital and the well-being of their families and friends. We'll provide a further update in the coming days. I thank you.